Welcome to Missing the Mark, where we look for meaning in strange places. I'm Christopher.
Hey, today I'd like to do just a quick little video on a somewhat odd subject, but I've seen a bunch of people who seem to be under the misapprehension that it's easy to win an argument with an idiot. A lot of the times this is the idiots themselves, some version of, well, if I'm so stupid, then why don't you debate me? You'd win easily. But I've seen it in other contexts, too. And so I just want to address this quickly for the benefit of anybody who doesn't have a lot of experience in arguing with people of incredibly limited intellect. You can't win an argument with an idiot. It's not doable. My favorite example, it's a lot like if you've ever seen the Simpsons episode where Homer had a boxing career. The way he did it was that he had an incredibly thick skull and a small, well-cushioned brain. The brain being primarily water or cushioning, or something like that. I forget exactly. They may have referenced it being a little bit like a woodpecker, having natural cushioning on their brain. But anyway, so Homer's boxing strategy is that he would let the other boxers just punch him in the head until they collapsed from exhaustion, because punching him in the head did absolutely nothing. And then, you know, once they just run out of energy and couldn't stand, he won by default because, you know, they had collapsed. Technically speaking, he didn't knock them out, but it's been a long, long time. Maybe he hit them once or something. I forget. Anyway, arguing with an idiot is a lot like boxing Homer. No matter what you do, nothing works. Now, I'm talking specifically about the sort of arguments where the other person is supposed to admit that you are right. So this is especially the case in something like a formal debate, which is not scored. But any sort of argument where you're trying to get the other person to admit it, it'll never work with an idiot. So, To demonstrate kind of how this goes, I've invited an atheist from my neighborhood to come on the video with me. And here he is. Seems to be typical of the atheists in my neighborhood, just, you know, I haven't run, you know, proper statistics. But, you know, approximately speaking, you know, fairly representative. Lacks a belief in God, so, you know, bona fide atheist. So suppose we are debating something. You know, like, suppose we're debating whether 2 plus 2 equals 4. And I explain, you know, given the piano axioms of suppose there's something, and suppose it has a successor, and so on. And the first thing's called 1, and the second thing's called 2. And that addition is defined in terms of, in terms of succession, such that 2 plus 2 is defined to be that many successors to the first one. So in this case, the successor... The successor to 2 we call 3, the successor to 3 we call 4, and so if you look at the successors to the successor of 2, that's 4. By definition. He's not admitting that I'm right, you will notice. Not admitting it. It's as if I didn't say anything to him at all, in fact. And as it goes with atheists like this, it goes with idiots of all stripes. They don't understand much of anything, so no matter what you say to them, it doesn't leave an impression. They're not going to admit the truth of what you just said, because they won't get it. There's a good chance they'll just accuse you of using word salad. So it's a wonderful phrase. It's practically code for, I'm an idiot. But, you know, you can say that what the words a person said don't mean anything. You can say that about anything. It actually reminds me, there's a great line in The Importance of Being Earnest where somebody said to the guy who'd been going throughout much of the movie with the name Ernest, well, play, but, you know, I saw the movie. And he said, can you deny that your name is John? And he said, I could deny it if I liked. I could deny anything if I liked. But I won't. It most certainly is John and has been all my life. Something like that. Colin Firth did a much better job, obviously. But pretty much that's what arguing with an atheist is like. They can deny anything if they like. They can claim that what you've said makes no sense, is just word salad or what have you. They can, very frequently, they will just act as if you didn't say anything and plow right along. Being an idiot is a bit like having, you know, bulletproof armor over your skull. There's just no way in with an idiot. And that's what arguing with idiots is like. I mean, if you even manage to establish any sort of point, and bear in mind, I'm talking on secular things. You know, I mean, arguing about entirely, entirely secular stuff. Nonetheless, you know, you build some sort of point, painstakingly and laboriously, and you finally get them to admit some useful point on the road to the broader conclusion. then when you start to use it, they'll just forget that you even had that conversation. Like it never happened. All that knowledge just evaporates straight out of their head as if it had never been there, which in fact it probably wasn't. And that's what you'll find. This is probably more helpful to younger people. But if you go about debating idiots, this is what you are going to find. It happens. They don't understand anything. Occasionally they'll nod and pretend that they do just so they can move on. Occasionally they'll think they do and they don't. It's even very strange, too, because it takes a fairly intelligent person to understand small points. Unintelligent people have a tendency to assume that everything means the, like, one thing that they really care about. Whereas intelligent people can consider ideas that are not their main focus. So it's basically like arguing with this sort of atheist. He's, as I said, pretty typical. And that's what you'll find if you try it. There are exceptions. There are some intelligent people who are atheists. There aren't many. They very rarely show up in the comment sections of YouTube videos. Most of the time, they don't, you know, need to be arguing with strangers over how God doesn't exist. There's a tremendous asymmetry, which is responsible for this, that Christians can want to proclaim the good news, but there's no particularly good reason for an atheist to want to proclaim the bad news. What do they care? And, you know, the smart atheists that I know tend to generally take that approach. Like, okay, I don't believe in God, so what? Why would I go and talk with somebody about this? I want to do something I enjoy. It's only people who... there's a little bit of confluence of, you know, people who are reasonably fine on their own versus those who are desperately socially needy. Because a bunch of atheists, clearly, just they need friends. They can't find any, and atheism online is their closest approximation to finding other human beings who want to spend time with them. But that's not all of them. That's just some of them. In any event, the basic point, though, is that they are, you know, for whatever reason, between being able to be on their own, being able to, you know, find things they enjoy in life and so on, they don't see a need to talk about it. The ones who do have some very ulterior motive, but it can't be the benefit of the people they're talking to, because there's no benefit to be had from any of this. That's why I call them, although Eve, I've been calling them cock-angelical atheists. Eve pointed out to me, Eve Kanainen, that disangelical atheist would actually be better, because dis is usually the opposite of you, like dysphoric versus euphoric. Anyway, a disangelical atheist is a very strange thing, spreading the bad news that there's no meaning in life besides what you give it, etc. It doesn't make any inherent sense, so they're other explanations there, but they don't tend to go along with, you know, the ability to think very well, because if you can think very well, you can satisfy the same needs in other ways. There's a massive selection criteria there. So, you know, looking on Twitter and YouTube and Facebook and so on for, you know, smart atheists, it's looking in the wrong place for the most part. That's, you know, hope it's helpful. Not that I expect people to just trust me, but rather that once you try it, you'll kind of recognize what I'm talking about and not need to try it as many times. We all need to gain experience through trying things. Hope that's helpful to at least someone. And until next time, may you hit everything you aim at.